The Recording Academy and its affiliated charitable foundation, Music Cares, have established the COVID-19 Relief Fund to help those in the music community affected by the coronavirus pandemic. COVID-19 has devastated the music community, leaving thousands of musicians and music business professionals without work and with an uncertain future. But here he comes to save the day. It's Bootzilla, Bootsy Collins. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. Delighted to be joined on the phone with Cincinnati's beloved funk master, Bootsy. We're talking today about this new song you did for Music Cares. Everybody knows that you are no stranger to charitable work. You're always donating your time and your talent, especially to kids. But you're also a working performer. So how did the coronavirus thing impact you personally?
When it hit, you know, it hit like out of the clear blue. You know, we wasn't expecting nothing like that. And then after I started seeing how it was affecting all of us, the gigs and stuff started getting canceled. And, you know, and I know Music Cares, you know, they went back with us for a ways, you know, with helping out different musicians that had fell on hard times, got sick, had to go to the hospital, or they passed away. And Music Cares was always there. And it was like, I figured, wow, you know, while I'm working on this music, I should do something to help benefit that cause. You know, all my friends, you know, band members and musicians, everybody was losing gigs. So it was like, you got to, you know, what can you do? And so I wanted to come up with a song. It wasn't a song on the album yet, but it was like, you know, I got to do something fresh. I got to do something new. And I wanted to do something with a new talent that was unknown. And so I started kind of looking. You know, I'm always on the internet and stuff and running into young musicians, old musicians. I mean, just a lot of different entertainment all over the internet. And I've always been, you know, posting different ones. So I met Emmy Sunshine out of Nashville. She was actually coming up here to Cincinnati for the Reds opening.
Yeah, we actually interviewed her. She did a song for us here in the studio. So I was thrilled to see you work with her. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that started it off right there. It was like, you know, she was coming to Cincinnati. And then it was like, well, why don't you come on out to the studio, you know? And she's like, yeah, you know, we'll just come on out there. So she was going to stay over 2 or 3 days so we can get in the studio. But all of, as you know, all of that got canceled. And it was like, oh, man, so how are we going to do this? And so it was suggested that I send her the song so she can write to it. And that's actually what I did. I sent her the song, and we start talking about the subject and, you know, how we want to, you know, lay this whole thing out. And we kept going back and forth. And the next thing you know, we came up with this whole thing that was beautiful. I was excited. She was excited. Her family was excited, you know, and so it was like, yeah, we got to go with this. It just felt like the right thing to do.
The new song is called Stars. Did you write the music and Emmy the words?
Emmy and I went back and forth on the words, but she came up with basically the majority of it. I wanted to call it This Thing instead of exactly what it was, you know, the COVID thing, which started the whole thing. But I wanted to call it This Thing Will Can't Live Forever. And she put that in there as well. So it was like, man, she's saying this thing won't last forever. I was like, wow, that's the coolest thing.
I love hearing Bootsy do that kind of slow funk, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's just real, real infectious. And her voice on top of it. And then you add on all these other all-star collaborators, Dr. Cornel West.
Yeah.
How did you get him to participate?
All of that kind of just came together. You know, we was actually doing another song with Dr. Cornel West. And I was like, well, you know, what he said would fit so much with this song that me and Emmy is doing. And so I took it off of the other song and put it on this one. And it worked perfectly. It was kind of like a funky situation where, you know, everything was kind of spontaneous and it wasn't like it was pre-planned or prepared. It was just something we just built from scratch. You know, it just all came together. This is like how we used to record back in the day. It just, you know, it would come to you and you would do it on the spot. And so it was a virtual way of doing it like that. I guess that's the new norm.
it does seem that way. And the video also, it's a great video with also Dr. West and Emmy Sunshine, but Steve Jordan, drums, and Bela Fleck. Who else is in there, Bootsy?
Actually, on the album version, we got Victor Wooten doing solo bass on it. And it is awesome.
Wait a minute. You got Bootsy Collins and Victor Wooten on the same record? I can't even.
But, you know, we wanted to, you know, kind of hold that one because we know this first one, you know, was loaded. We had, you know, so many different people, you know, the As Yet singers, they're on there. Then we got the Bouzilla Choir. We got Mano Galou, who was out of Africa. We got Zsa Zsa, who was out of Cuba. And so it's like, you know, it's just like a whole melting pot of like King Records, all on one record, you know, and it all seems to kind of work and it just feels right. It feels good.
My guest is Bootsy Collins, the beloved, beloved Cincinnati music legend. Bootsy, you always have such a positive message in your music. How do you sustain such a great attitude and so much positivity through these tough times?
Well, you know, when I was coming up, that's all that was around us was tough times, you know. So, you know, I was kind of silly. Me and my brother was pretty silly. And so we kind of kept the party, you know, like laughing, joking, and trying to not talk about so much of the craziness that was going on because everybody was talking about that. And it kind of bled over into the music, you know, like the jokes, the laughter, the humor. But at the same time, the music was serious, but it always made you feel good. It always made you feel happy, or it made you kind of want to cry. So, you know, it wasn't nothing that we kind of planned. That's just the way it was. You know, I was just coming through those times, and I wanted to come through them with a smile. You know, I love to smile. I love to see people smile, especially youngsters, you know, because when I was coming up, that's all I wanted was somebody to smile at me. And that made me want to do, you know, I mean, it makes you want to do, you know, whatever it is, even before you're asked, you know, it's like, yeah, whatever it is, let's do it, you know. And so when I got with George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, that kind of opened the door for all things are possible. You know, I came up in the hippie days and, you know, the riots and all of that combined was like I had to balance, you know, get some kind of balance. And it just kind of worked itself out within the music, being from, the James Brown thing, starting off with that and then ended up in the Parliament Funkadelic. It all kind of just balanced things out for me. If I hadn't had those two trainings, I probably wouldn't be as balanced as maybe turned out to be. Because one without the other, you're going to be lopsided.
I heard you give a speech once where you talked about some lessons that James Brown taught you, and there was one in particular. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the one?
Yes, sir.
Well, that, you know, that stuck with me, and it even grew as years, you know, went on, it became bigger than the music to me. The meaning of the one, which James had to put it on the one, you know. And for me, it just, you know, it just got bigger than that. It was all about the one. And whatever your one is, you know, it's like, you know, just respect who your one is. And, you know, my one is cool, your one is cool, and neither one is no better than the other. So it just got bigger and bolder to me, you know, and it made me smile even more because I started to realize that all of this stuff is bigger than all of us.
That's right.
And we run around here thinking like we this and we that and, you know, we can do this and we can do. And we're like the ants of the world, you know. It's like we're crawling around here and something bigger is checking us out. You know, so that keeps me laughing, that keeps me encouraged, and it keeps me wanting to inspire people. Even though I don't know the exact outcome, that even don't matter. It's just a good feeling to make people feel good. And all the music that I do, I want to be able to do that.
When are you going to run for mayor?
I know that was a joke.
Oh, no.
No way. You know, I think, you know, I couldn't do it, you know, because I want people just to have a good time. So I wouldn't be no good at it.
Wait a minute. If you're saying if you were mayor, we wouldn't have a good time in Cincinnati?
That's what I'm saying. You'll have too much of a good time, and nothing else will get done. Have you ever been to our parties? Oh, my God. You don't get nothing done. You know, that's the only thing, I would have to back out of that because you really wouldn't get nothing done. And, you know, we'd be having too much fun.
I got to ask you this, Bootsy. I know you're a Cincinnatian. You know, I don't know if you heard, but recently the papers in town eliminated paper boys. And you were a paper boy, weren't you? What do you think about that?
That's very sad because that was my inspiration to get started out in the work field because I figured I had to do something. And being a paper boy was like, well, first of all, my brother, he was 8 years older than I, Catfish Phelps Catfish Collins. He was 8 years older than I. He had a paper route. So I thought it was the coolest thing. He would get in his little red wagon and put his papers in the wagon and, you know, go around and deliver papers. I thought that was the coolest thing. I was like around 7, 8 years old, about 8 years old, but I looked like I was, you know, like maybe 12, mm-hmm. 13. And I just wanted to be like him. I wanted to deliver papers. You know, he played guitar. I wanted to play guitar. So it was kind of like not having a father in the house. He was like that image. You know, he was that big brother image that I wanted to be like. And when he had the paper route, he would come home, he would lay his money out, you know. He made more than I did. He made like about $10 a week, and I would make something like about $2.50 a week. But I never even thought about none of that because when I would deliver the last paper on that day, that Saturday, I would bring Mama $2.50. It would be all in change, and I would lay it out on the table like it was a big $1 million award, you know. That's just the way I felt about it, you know. It's like, look, Mama, you know, look, I got paid, you know. And it really wasn't nothing, but to me it was everything. It was everything. So, yeah, it's pretty sad because a lot of people look to those kind of gigs that are not available anymore. Like, even like when we were coming up and the instruments, they would let you take instruments home. I mean, they don't do that no more, which all of that to me is sad because I wouldn't be here talking to you if that stuff hadn't have been available to me. You know, it helps so much at a particular time in your life that people just take it for granted now. Like, those things don't mean nothing, but it meant everything to me.
You got a new album coming out as well, don't you?
Yeah. I was finally able to get back to that, and we turned it in, I think it was last week, and we're getting all the credits and stuff done up now, and it's getting ready to master it now. And the title is The Power of the One. It's funny you asked about that. The Power of the One. I'm really excited about this whole year. I mean, as crazy as this year looks, I'm really excited that I am able to do something that not only makes me feel good, but I know it's going to make the people in the world just feel so much better. It's just a good feeling. I mean, I ain't had this feeling probably since I was delivering papers.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. That's awesome. The new song is called Stars. The single drops this week. And where can people hear it?
Let's see. Patty, where can we hear the song at?
Will be available on all platforms.
Thank you, Patty.
She helps me out a lot on the details because I'm still down in the studio recording.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky because she's both beautiful and smart.
Thank you so much. And you ain't joking, you know.
Bootsy, I want to thank you so much for your time today.
Yes, Lord. Let's do it. All right. thank you so much.
The new song is called Stars by Bootsy Collins and some very famous friends. All proceeds going to Music Cares to help musicians and people in the music business who have lost all of their income due to the coronavirus shutdowns. For a link to Stars and all of Bootsy's music, visit our website, wvxu.org. For 91.7, I'm Elaine Deal.
Ah, the name is Bootsy, baby. And if you love music like I love music, then you can't live without this music. And music certainly wouldn't be here without our great musicians.
As people, we're not afraid of nothing. We stand toe to toe and fight, but this battle,